Now, retirement planning is not as hard as you may think. You know, there's so many online calculators out there to help you. It's just a matter of getting some basic figures and going, well, what's the absolute simplest model to think about? And then you can add complexity about your life later on. But if you can't even get a basic model or a basic understanding of, like, do I need to invest $100 a month? Do I need $1 million to live off at the end of my life? Can I retire? Those are basic things that we can answer with some really, really simple thinking. Now, before I get on with this episode, a reminder that I have a Patreon page where you can read articles, you can download spreadsheets, you can get internet resources, you can watch tutorial videos that I've made, and you can even chat with me if you have ideas of podcast episodes or articles, or maybe you just have a question about your particular situation. You can feel free to reach out to me. It's free to join, so sign up today. The link is patreon.com/jellyman_investing. Now, disclaimer that I'm not a financial advisor. Please consult with a professional before making any financial decisions on the episode. To perform the calculation, we need some ultra basic figures. Now, you can put your own values in if you'd like. If you'd like to see this in writing, be sure to check out, again, my Patreon. I'll have an article with this exact same title. So here we go. We start with the basic figures. Do not get bogged down with trying to make it ultra specific. You just want baseline. Like, you don't want to be saying, well, my monthly expenses are $3,280. Your monthly expenses are $3,000. That's it. Super round, because what you'll find is it's better to be approximately right when it comes to you can never be super precise because you end up just wasting your time. So you just want to be approximately right, because as you add more complexity, it gets more accurate over time. And because investing and especially retirement planning, it's such a long game, you can never get it perfect. But you want to know, well, is it 100 a month or is it 1,000 a month? You know, on what scale are we talking about? Now, start by getting your age. So you want your age, your retirement age, and when you think you'll die. Now, this gives you how many years you have left to retire, and then also how many investing years you have in you, right, before you get to retirement. Now, we also want to assume that your house is completely paid off, which will greatly reduce your monthly expenses. You also got to keep in mind that by the time you reach 70, you know, there's going to be more medical bills. You could possibly have some dependents. There's also inflation. So, you know, a loaf of bread, in the 40s was like, what, 3 cents or something. So who knows how much a loaf of bread is later on. So you may want to beef up your numbers for that as well. So if by the end the model says invest 100, maybe you want to invest 150, you know, something like that. So just keep those things in mind. So let's plug in the value. So if my age is 35, target retirement age is 70, and I'm dying at 90, that gives me 35 years of investment time, 20 years of survival. Now, I want to make a really important note here. This is an ultra simple model. I will have other episodes where it goes into a little bit more detail mathematically of how it will probably actually work in real life. But this is a really basic way for you to understand. It's actually pretty accurate still, pretty close to how it might unfold for you. But it's a good way to kind of think about it. Now, because we can never get these kind of values right, because you could end up retiring at age 68 or maybe 73. We don't know. So, you know, we want to add what's called a margin of safety, or like a buffer. And the easiest way to think about this is, if you think about an elevator has a weight limit of, let's say, 2 tons. Engineering-wise, it's not engineered to only take 2 tons. It's probably engineered to take like 6. And the reason for that is, just in case someone is dumb enough to load it up to two tons unknowingly, you don't want the whole thing to suddenly collapse. So you want there to be enough buffer should someone do something really, really stupid. So the way you add buffer to these kinds of calculations, you go, well, maybe I don't have 35 years to invest. Maybe I only have 30. Maybe I'm not retiring at 70. Maybe I have to retire at 60. Or maybe I'm not going to die at 90. Maybe I'll die at 105. So what you're doing is you're making it more conservative to add room for error. And the more you do that, the bigger your buffer, should you be a little bit inaccurate, your model will still cover it, right? That's the great thing about this, how you approach it. So I learned that as an engineer. That's what we do when, you know, we're designing aircrafts and stuff. It's all built in, okay? So assuming our monthly expenses at age 70 is $5,000 a month, that means very simply for any given year, our total expenses is $60,000. I'm not going to talk about taxes or anything like that. These are just basic numbers. That means if our expenses per year is $60,000 and we're going to be living for 20 years, then it's simply 60 times 20. So that gives us $1.2 million. All right, so now we have a big number in the sky that we're trying to shoot towards. Now, in reality, it could be 1.4 million, it could be 1.1 million. This is just a post in the ground. So far, so good. If we are planning our own retirement, that means we're trying to make the money ourselves. You know, one of the things you may be wondering, it's like, do I really need to do this? I mean, I have a superannuation fund or a self-managed fund or whatever it might be. Doesn't that take care of me? Shouldn't I just kind of go about my life now? Like, do I really need to worry about this? My answer is, I hope it takes care of you. I really do. Like, there's a lot of people that the superannuation works really well for, but there's a lot of people where it doesn't. And the problem, like, if you think about it in terms of a risk assessment, if it goes bad, it goes really bad. Because if you're age 65 and going, I don't have enough to retire with, it may be too late in some respects. You know, I don't like ever saying it's too late, but if you look at it in terms of investing journey, it becomes incredibly difficult to kind of bounce back. If you're already 65 and you're going, well, I want to retire in 5 years, I have no savings. It's like, well, you know, I don't know how I can help you. You probably have to buy a whole bunch of houses and just leverage like crazy and just hope for the best. But yeah, you see what I'm saying? See what I'm going with this? So in terms of like super and retire, I don't know. I just hope it will take care of you. But my approach to all of this is, if you're 30 years old, you have plenty of time to sort this out. And it doesn't even take a lot. You know, we're not talking about investing $1,000 a month or anything, right? Once you see us go through these calculations, you'll see what I'm talking about. All right. So one of the other reasons I don't like purely relying on superannuation is that it's just a company. It's a company run by people, and people, you know, they make mistakes, they charge incorrect fees, they too make bad investment decisions. That super could end up being wiped out and your money's completely gone. That stuff happens, you know? So we want to be able to take our retirement in our own hands and, you know, kind of building a backup to the retirement fund or treating the retirement fund as the backup. Now that's fantastic. You're going to have two retirement plans, which is great. All right. So let's now do the calculation. So you can do this on paper in Microsoft Excel if you really wanted to, but you don't have to, because there's so many online calculators. Now, the one I'm going to use is from calculator.net. So the URL is www.calculator.net/investment-calculator.html. You can check my Patreon for links or the description of this podcast for the link if you want to use it yourself. So the way I do it on the website is I'll plug in values till I get close to 1.2 million, right? So assume that we're going to get like a 10% return on our investment, just as an example. How much do we need to invest each month to arrive at 1.2 million, right? And the answer is $350 a month. So I just kept fudging the numbers until I got close to 1.2 million. Now, let's say in reality, right, it's growing by 12% a year. Do I still need to invest $350 a month? Well, no, actually, if you do it that way, you can invest $200 a month. And then that gets you to your 1.2 million. So as you can see, there are still little tweaks. And anyone who says that they can forecast the stock market, nobody can forecast the stock market. No one knows what it's going to do or anything like that. So this is one of those things you keep an eye on, right? Invest $350 a month and see how it happens and see if you need to adjust it. It's like, well, do I need to make a 400? Do I need to make a 250? You know? So, but at least having a base number of 1.2 million is something to start thinking about. How do I get to that 1.2 million? And then you take slow steps towards getting there. After all, you've got like 35, 40 years to get there.